Yuzayin Rav, the last line. I'm actually the last few lines. So if you have a mitri rabbana maybe Rav Chitzda, be Amri La maybe Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, so Amri Le Hachi. So then when they took leave of themselves, of each other, from the base medrash of Rav Chista, or maybe Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, this is what they said to each other. Elfeinu Mitzubalim. So let's take a look at the whole pasuk on the bottom. This is source number Ches, right, in the Gemara. Elfeinu Mitzubalim Ein Peretz. Our princes are bearing the yoke. Ein Peretz. There's no sort of split between them. V'ein Yotzeis, V'ein Svacha Berchavoseinu. Okay. That there's no breaking, there's no cracks, there's no sort of fissures in the sort of the world of the Alufeinu, right? Even calls that come out against them, even rebellions against them. Okay, so what do those words mean? So Alufeinu Misubalim, Rabbi Shmuel, V'yamri La Rabbi Yochanan Belazar. There's machlokas either between Rabbi Shmuel or between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. So Chad Amar Alufeinu B'Torah Misubalim B'Mitzvos. That either they are princes in Torah and they are bearing the yoke of mitzvos. Chad Amar Alufeinu B'Torah B'Mitzvos Misubalim B'Yisurim. Okay, so how about the end of this pasuk? What's the ain parrots? There's no sort of parrots is like a split from or a break away from. Shlotahe siyosenu kisiyoso shel David. That our midst and our group should not be like that of David. Shiyotsu mimenu achitofel. Namely, that's the parrots. That's like the crack that David came out of him. Achitofel. V'ein yotzeis shlotahe siyosenu kisiyoso shel shol. Shiyotsu mimenu doe kadomi. Okay. I'm also someone who sort of caused a stirring, so to speak. Okay, so we already had Gehazi that we mentioned in the Gemara earlier. Gehazi was the escort of Elisha who was, you know, leering at Isha Shunamis and ended up also sort of causing issues. What does that last word mean? Birchoseinu. Right, that's also in that pasuk in Tehillim. One second. That there shouldn't be any of this in our roads. That you shouldn't have any child or any Talmud, which is an interesting language, which means that we shouldn't burn their food in public. Namely, you shouldn't stand in a public way and end up sort of going completely adrift. There's a fascinating footnote over here. You see, Beis, the Hagos Vitzionim. So it says, B'Fusiyad, V'Ksaviyad, says, Kagon, Yeshu Hanotzri. Right? You see that?
Yep.
That, okay. And, but for whatever reason, and I'm not sure exactly why, so the Vilna Shas left out that we're speaking about Yeshu. There are other places of Yeshu, but I sort of have to go through and see when Yeshu is mentioned, is he not spoken about explicitly?
What does Notri mean?
The Christian. Yeah. Yeah. So it'd sort of be interesting why certain editions include it and why certain editions don't. I don't know, maybe the Vilna Shas thought that it was, you know, it was like a degradation to sort of say his name in the Gemara. I'm not sure. I even took a look last night. I happened to have an article just on Brachos. I don't know why. I think I did give it to Daf years ago and some of the Gemaras by dreams and other stuff. It's like so, like, just impossible. And so I wonder, you know, what does Art Scroll say about this? So just translate this Gemara as it is. And then in the footnote, it said, take a look at the Ritva for maybe a specific reference who this is referring to. Like, that was it. And the,
he's like Voldemort.
Right, yeah. They didn't want to, and, you know, I found it interesting. You know, but for another time. Okay, yeah. Okay. Vayitin the Gemara. So Shimu Eli Avirei Lev Harachokim Mitztaka. So listen to me, the Avirei Lev, like the hard-hearted ones, right? The strong-hearted ones, Harachokim Mitztaka, who are distant from having to go and collect tzedakah. Now this pasuk has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that before in the last Gemara we said Rav Shmuel v'yomer lo Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar, that we know there's a machlokas amarayim. We're not sure if it's machlokas Rav Shmuel or machlokas Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar, and that was the same question in the last Gemara. So once we had sort of that, so we said okay, another case of the same lack of clarity of who was arguing about this. So Chada Amar Kolam Kulo Nizonin Bitzdaka Behem Nizonin Bizrua, that the whole world are Nizonin Bitzdaka, sort of have to support themselves through tzedakah in some way. Okay, what does Rashi say about that? Kolam Kulo Nizonin Bitzdaka. So the whole world is nizon through the sort of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim, namely the Abirei Koach, talking about the Midei Chachamim and Tzadikim, are nizon b'zroa, right, with their own strength. Rashi says, b'zchus shuviyadam, u'b'tzadikim nishtai krav. The Pasuk is speaking about Tzadikim, v'kari lehu rechokim mitzidkaso shakadosh baruch Hu, that they are distant from the tzidkaso, namely they don't need God's tzedakah or God's chesed. They are people themselves that are reliant on their own, like a birei koach, on their own strength and their own deeds. Okay, so that is the first opinion. The whole world is reliant on the zchuyos of the tzaddikim. But they have a hard time supporting themselves, and they have a hard time even like feeding themselves because they're spending all day learning. So they're sort of like struggling to get fed, period. Okay. I'm sorry, I saw the place. Okay, because Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So this that last statement is like Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Diyam Rabbi Yehuda Marav, b'chol yom v'yom, bas kol yodseis mehar chorev v'yomeres, kolom kulo nizonim b'shvil chanina b'nai. Everyone, the whole world has been supported by the efforts of Chanina. V'chanina, or Chanina b'ni. V'chanina b'ni, dai lo b'kav cheruvin, mayor of Shabbos, layer of Shabbos. Right? Like he's subsisting on carob. That's subsisting on carob is a pretty rough life. But anyway, like this is like a history that we see throughout Chazal of certainly certain Tanayim being very wealthy, and many Tanayim being impoverished, right? Sort of the irony that, at least in the view of Chazal, the Chachamim are sort of supporting the rest of the nation. They themselves sometimes have to struggle, at least physical needs. Okay, Upliga de Yehuda. And this understanding of the Pasuk that the Abirei Koach are talking about Tzadikim, disagrees with Yehuda. The Amar Yehuda, man Abirei Lev. Who are these people who are the abirei lev? Who are these like strong-hearted or maybe even like stubborn-hearted people? Okay, what does the pasuk say again? Shima lai abirei lev harechokim meitzdaka. It means that there are rishayim that are distant from sort of receiving God's tzedaka. So Rashi, the Gemara says, who are these people? Govai tivshim or tivshai. Rashi says govai shem umahi bavavel umseches kedushin amrinan shayim min hanesinim. These are some of the nesinim. Which, by the way, just as a side note, the Mishnah says in Suvos and other places that we may not even want to be mekabel the nesinim in regards for geirus, or there was a questionable geirus. I only mention that because of the Gemara is going to say now. So Amar of Yosef teidam. So you should know that these, in fact, these govai were tivshim. That nobody ever converted from them. They were sort of so stubborn in their midst. Why was that even significant? Some of Ashi bnei masa machsiyim abirei lev ninhu, that the people who lived in masa machsiyim, which is of course a place. So the kachazu yakre doraisa tre zimni b'shasa. That they heard and they saw the Yakra Dioraisa. What's the Yakra Dioraisa? We mentioned this once or before, but Tehillim Gemara. Shavhei Dioraisa Trei Zimni B'Shavasa. Okay, Shehayu Nesafim Sham Yisrael Bi'adar Lishmo B'Hilchos HaPesach. So Midrash Durav Ashi Ube'elo Lishmo Hilchos HaChag. This was the, what we spoke about before, sort of the Kala, the Shabbos Shuvah drushas, the Shabbos Segadol drushas, and therefore they heard all this, they saw all this, and they did not respond to it. Tosas actually asks over here, how come there was no drush before Shuvos? Okay, fine. So Chasson imrodes the likros korek. So the Mishnah says that Chasson is pater from Wednesday through Shabbos. That was the opinion of the Chachamim, and then the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was that Well, the Chosson thinks that he can have Kavana, he should be Karei. And I mentioned either when we did this, or I mentioned maybe when I recorded this year, that this would seem to be touching on to the issue of Yura. If I'm putter in something, but I feel I can do it, or I want to do it, I want to be Machmir, am I allowed to be Machmir? Or maybe that's a good thing. Or maybe Machmir, that's Yura, that's saying, what's that?
Haughtiness.
Viewing myself as a tzaddik. There's a big issue, which obviously, you see a lot of people in Irish rule who do it, like wearing tefillin rabbeinu tam, right? So if you look at the Mishabur, it says, you know what, the tefillin rabbeinu tam is Yura. Obviously, that's not the standard tradition in sort of Hasidic communities. Okay, so Gemara says, Lememra adrei shim ben gmliel chayish liyura, that he was chayish for haughtiness, rabbanon lo chayishay. Right, the Rabbanan were not chayesh for that, because Rabbanan said if he wants to, in other words, if he's like, look at the line in the Mishnah again, was quoted.
If the Chosson wants to, he can.
Right, so the Chachamim said the Chosson wants to, he can. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Amar Lohem, so Eini Shimei Lohem, wrong Mishnah.
Local
Rotz Litol Seshem Yibam. Okay, so the implication is that according to the Chachamim, remember the Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Chai Shel Yura, Rabbanan Lo Chai Shel Yura. He says if you want to go ahead and be some type of tzaddik, you can do it. Don't we have just the opposite? Now the Mishnah says, Malkum Shinagu Lasos Malacha Batisha Ba'av Osin, Malkum Shinagu Shlolasos Ein Osin. Okay, so this was before Chatzos. After Chatzos, everyone was supposed to be Mivatel from Malacha. But let's say before Chatzos, if you want to go ahead and be Machmir and not work, can you be Machmir? So what are the Chachamim saying? So the Chachamim say, Malkum Shinagu Lasos Malacha Batisha Ba'av Osin, Malkum Shinagu Shlolasos Ein Osin, V'chol Malkum Bid Chachamim. And the Chachamim, either way, should not be working, let's say, even the morning before Tisha B'Av. But the implication is that you can't be sort of machmir in yourself if the minhag is to work, so you should work. So no, he says, if I want to be like a Tam Chacham and not work, so I'm allowed to go ahead and do that. So again, just sort of the opposite positions of our Mishnah. So Kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, Kasha the Rishmim and Leil. Okay, so the Gemara is going to give the answer that you undoubtedly love. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'll give you the first answer. Mukhlefet Sashita. I mean, we have to sort of turn around that in one of these places, what we think is Rishmim and Leil is the Rabbanan and vice versa. So Rav Sheshibrei, the Rabbi Idi Amar, Leolam lo Tachlif, says, do not make a switch. The Rabbanan ad Rabbanan lo kasha. Kri shema kevan kli amaka karu vihu nami kari lo mechsekiura. For you to go ahead and say that, I'm going to say Kri shema, all I'm doing is what everyone else is doing. It doesn't look like I'm some braggadocious or show off. Everyone's saying Kri shema, I'm going to join them in Kri shema. That's not Yura. So hacha, but over here, we're really, that's changed to Hassam over there by Tisha B'Av. Kivn Kuli Amma Avdi Malacha Ihu Lo Kavid. So Mechsek Yura. So it's like I'm doing more than what other people are doing. So that's Mechsek Yura. By the way, there's a long discussion in the Acharonim trying to figure out the sugya, when is something Mechsek Yura or not. So these lines in the Gemara of am I doing more than other people, et cetera, et cetera, sort of form that discussion of when it is Mechsek Yura or not. So even when I say something like, if you're davening in Nusach Svar place, some people are putting on Tulum B'nai Tam, like I'm not being viewed as doing like some extravagant chumrah or religious act of myself. Okay, so the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo kasha. Also, hasam, actually it's really hacha. Hacha b'kavana talya milsa v'anan sahade delo matzi l'chavne daite. If we're talking about a case where it is dependent on kavana by Kriya Shema, and Chazal is coming and saying, we have a chazaka, we have an umdana, that a chasan cannot have kavana, then for you to go ahead and say, I'm going to sort of almost outdo the umdana, right? The chazaka says this, but I'm going to do something else. You're really going off sort of on your limb as like your own person doing your own thing. That's considered to be yura, to negate the chazaka. Aval chasam, By Tisha B'Av, Haroa Omer Melachahu De'Ein Lo, right? Someone who looks at him, it's not that you're doing something special. You'll say, okay, the guy doesn't have a job. You know, he's sticking at home because he has no job. And that same guy who sees that would say, Pil Chazi Kama Batalani Ika B'Shuka, right? Thor, you're not the only person who doesn't have a job. The fact that you're the person who's not working, it doesn't look like you're doing something which is such a chumrah, just you look like you're unemployed. Okay. So the Rambam talks about the categories of muksa. Why do we have muksa? So one reason he says is that if all you did in Shabbos was just sit and not do work, he said there's a lot of people who are Yoichikanos don't do work also. I mean, it's not that you're doing in Shabbos looks different than the average guy sitting in wherever who's sitting on their stoops. But I'm not so sure. But yeah. Meaning is if all you're doing is like bittul melacha, so therefore like muksa is sort of more highlighting the nature of shvus as opposed to just not going to work, right? Listen, I spent my last 33 years in Washington Heights. You always wonder what people are doing 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sitting on the, you know, not that I'm judging, but okay. So fine. So Hadron Allah Hayakari. Fine. So the third parak, Mishamesu, a very famous parak and a lot of interesting sugyas in it. So Mishamesu Mutalafanov. So Pater Mikri Yishma. So for now, we're just going to translate the words Mishamesu Mutalafanov as talking about somebody whose body is literally lying in front of him, right? I'm sitting there, and the body is there. So, Pater Mikri Yishma, Umin HaTfila, Umin HaTfilin, Umikol Mitzvah Samuris HaTorah. So, I'm Pater Mikri Yishma.
This is a relative?
This is...
One of the few?
Right. Well, right now, at this moment, it just says that that the body is sitting there. Maybe he's a shomer, maybe he's a chiyuv. And, you know, as we go on to the Gemara, it's going to be clear that someone that there's a chiyuv to bury this person, right? That you in some way are obligated, whether it's a relative or whether it's maybe chaver kedisha, whether maybe there's no relative, so you're responsible for the body, but somebody whose responsibility is kvura. Okay? Fine. So, just an interesting note, if you look in Bayes, in the footnotes, trying to find it in the Bach. So it says v'mishna pater mikrishma min hatfilin. Okay, it says v'tevas umin hatfila tfila nimchak. That somehow you're pater these other mitzvos, but according to one gears in the Gemara, and there's like a lengthy discussion we've shown him, is that you're still chayim davening, and which we're going to see the distinction of later on. Umin hatfilin, we call mitzvos hamuros b'torah. Okay, so Nose Hamita V'chalufeyen, V'chalufey Chalufeyen, the people that are carrying the beer, the bed, and those people that are may have to take over for them if they have to sort of walk a far distance into the basic faros. I imagine just sort of before there was a hearse, what it was like to bury a person. V'chalufeyen, V'chalufey Chalufeyen, so all of those people, Es Shalifnei Hamita, those people who are in front of the mita, namely that they're still going to be needed, and those people that are behind the mita that maybe are not going to be needed anymore. If you are going to be required to carry the bed, so you're potter. Okay, so if you... Wait, what does that mean, Sirkman?
You know, efficient, because, you know, it's not holding the grain as well, or whatever.
So Rashi says, those shilfnei amita tzarech behem b'turim im tzricham laseiso b'turim, if they're going to be needed to carry the bed. But how about b'shachar hamita, af im tzarech behem chayavim ho shekvar yatsu dechavasim min hameis. Even though they may be needed at some point down the road, seeing that they already fulfilled their mitzvah with the mace, and they already carried the body, and they may not be needed in the future, so therefore they're going to be chayiv to say krishma. Okay, so veil veil patur min hatfila, and either way, these people are putter in tefila. Why are they putter in tefila? So presumably because tefila is the rabbanan, krishma is only the right, krishma is the raisa, and we already had that distinction earlier on in the second parak. So kavru es hameis, they bury the body, the chazuru, and then they came back to where Shiva is being sat. So if the person who is the avel, he buries the body, If he has time to start Kriyishma and say Kriyishma before people are lining up to offer Tanchumin, so he should say Kriyishma then. If not, then he should not say Kriyishma. There are many people, they would come, they would stand in line to offer Divrei Tanchumin. Hapnimiyim and Peturim, the people that are in the inner part of that line, closest to the Avel's Pater. Vachitzoniyim, Chayavim. If you're on the outside of the line, then you are Chayiv. Okay. So I want to just mention, just before we do the Gemara, just two major machlokasim, two major issues on this Mishnah. The first question is, what's the reason that an onen is pater in mitzvos? So there's three shitas brought down in the Rishonim. One shita is, as Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Mishnah meisel pater milikras priyishma, lefishu tarud machsheves purazo. You have to worry about burying the person. And then the issue would come up based on that shita Rashi. Let's say you don't have to worry about that person. Right? This is a major, major discussion in like 20th century poskim. You know, you're a somebody's sibling chashana passed away, but you're in Florida. You know, the sibling passed away is in New York. Your other siblings are taking care of the burial. Would you then put on the tefillah or not put on the tefillah? We chayv in mitzvos. If the whole issue is actual tirda for the burial, so then do we say that you're tarud b'machshavas k'raso, even if you're not necessarily the person who's involved in the k'furah itself? That's something that's going to come up in Yudchas Med Aleph. Or do we say, as the Yushalmi and Tosfos points out from the Yushalmi, let's take a quick look at the second Tosfos. How do we know that? And why are you pater? L'man tiskar v'chula. Ad koy mechayecha yom sha'ata osek b'chayim v'lo yom sha'ata osek b'mezim. The Yushalmi says that there's a gzeres akasuv that you're only chayiv in mitzvos if you're involved in the world of the living but not involved in the world of the dead. And the third opinion brought down by the Rishonim is that in a way it's like a lack of kavod hametz. It's loig l'rosh. You're doing mitzvos and you have to worry about that person. So therefore there's some type of pigam to the dead person by you involved in mitzvos or maybe in his mitzvah. And again, maybe that distinction only be if you're around the mace, which is the way it used to be. People didn't have hospitals and people would bury them right away. Until you buried the person, you were sitting with, you know, with the mace. Okay. And the second issue, which is one of the more famous machlokasim and discussions in all of Masechet Brachos, is what do these words mean that Mishamesa Muta Lufana Pater Mikriyishma? Okay. So if you look in the last Tosfos, we're not going to have to do this whole Tosfos, so Rashi says, V'einu mivarech, which is going on a line in the Gemara, but it's the same thing. So Perish Rashi, V'ein zokok levarech, u'mashu mitoch perusho, shim rasa levarech rashai. Namely that, he says, you don't have to say brachos, but if you feel that you want to say brachos, so then you would certainly be allowed to do that. What Tosfos comes on to say, and the Rush says as well, is that not only are you pater, but it's usser. It's usser for an onen to say brachos. It's usser for an onen to put on tefillin. It's usser for an onen to do any type of mitzvos observance. And I would just mention that in my years in the Rabbanos, this was actually one of the halachas that people found was difficult, right? You know, you've been saying for the last 55, 60 years of your life, brachos, putting on tefillin, going to daven, now we're being told, like, no, don't. Like, don't do any of those things. It's somewhat sort of unusual. Okay. So we have another minute or so, but the next line of the Gemara continues all the way into the Chesmet Aleph. So we will stop here, and Mitch will continue tomorrow. Thank you.